Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Walk, Don't Run, name of that song. I think that's The Ventures, isn't it? The Ventures do that? 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're talking about how to have highly, outrageously, over-the-top, off-the-charts satisfied customers with our good friend Dave Anderson. He knows all about this. He's written all the books that will help you get there, including how to deal with difficult customers, which if you can deal with those people, folks, they'll become your best customers, won't they, Dave?
Well, they will. You know what? Sometimes people think, well, if a customer has a problem, we can't get that. Wow.
I loved it when somebody complained, because I took it upon myself to make them become a champion for me.
Absolutely. If you can.
And they will.
And I believe it's easier to get the wow from someone who's actually had a problem, because sometimes they're expecting so little. Mm-hmm. They've been through so many hoops at other places to where when you take care of it the right way, and when I say the right way, immediately, you know, at the lowest possible level, there shouldn't have to be hoops they jump through. You can still get the wow.
What else do we need to do to get these highly satisfied customers?
Well, you know, you need to define what great customer experiences look like. If you walk into most businesses...
Wait a minute, Dave. are we selling experience and not products?
We are selling experiences. We've got to sell the experience. You know, they can get the product anywhere, for the most part. What is different and better about your experience? They can get the product online. They never even have to come in and see you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what are you going to do to create that experience? And if you walk into most businesses, small, large, it doesn't matter, and you say, let me see in writing your experiential standards. Experiential standards, these are just the things we want a customer to experience when they come here. You're going to get a blank look. And but yet great companies like Nordstrom's, the Ritz-Carlton, Disney, companies that are known for the wow, known for the customer experience, they'll have them. So success leaves clues. If they work for them and they're large, how much better would they work for us and we're small? It'd be much easier to implement and communicate. And all experiential standards are, Jim, is just a set of always and nevers. It could be that simple. These are the things we always do.
Non-negotiables.
That's right. These are the things we never do.
I love that word.
Oh, I love the word, too.
Non-negotiable.
That's right. Non-negotiable.
That's what you tell your people, including the millennials.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
These are non-negotiable.
These are non-negotiable.
These are job-defining expectations of ours.
They are. And it could be something, and I know this is one close to your heart, something as simple as, always say my pleasure, never say
boy.
No problem.
Oh. So I called you. You made a big mistake bringing that up. I called AT&T. I'm going to call them out. I called AT&T the other day. That company has caused me to have a stroke more than any other company in the world.
Terrible.
And they're a horrible company. AT&T is a horrible company. So I called them. They've really screwed up royally. I mean, it's unbelievable what they did. So the guy says, okay, let me get somebody to help you with that. And I said, he said, no problem. I had to get him to get a manager. He wouldn't take care of things. I said, I need a manager. He said, okay, no problem. I just went nuts. I said, wait a minute. And when I get the manager on, and she finally got fixed anyway, I said, do everybody a favor. I said, she said, what? I said, train your people to stop saying no problem. If they come to your department, they have a problem.
That's right.
Don't
That's
say
right.
no problem, because That's there right. is a problem.
That's right. It diminishes the customer's concern. It diminishes the customer's, you know, situation.
It's unprofessional and lazy.
And it is. And it just sounds so ordinary and tacky anyway. I mean, there's nothing special about that. Or another one, and this is one the Ritz does, if you've ever been in a Ritz.
Oh, yeah. Where's
the men's room? Well, they will escort you there. They don't
point
exactly
there. Yeah, exactly right.
If you, go to, escort, if you go to never a, point.
If you go to a Publix grocery store, I don't know if they have Publix out in California.
No.
They're more eastern United States.
Right.
If you go to a Publix grocery store and you ask for the table water crackers and you're over in the cheese department, well, guess what? You're going to be chauffeured across the store to where the table water crackers are.
And that's a different experience.
Yeah. See,
that's the experience you're talking about, rather than a guy pointing, you know, picking his nose and pointing, it's down on aisle 10 by the dustbin.
Yeah.
You know, or some nonsense like that. And that's the experience you get in most places. And then just some verbiage. You know, like, always own a problem until you can mm-hmm. get it to the person that can solve the problem. Mm-hmm. Never say, that's not my job. Never say, that's not my department.
The one I love, and I'm being sarcastic because I'm so good at it, is that's not our policy.
Oh, people love to be
don't
quoted
you love
policy.
That?
Yeah, they love to be quoted policy when they're stressed out because you screwed something up.
Can we talk about expectations? Mm-hmm. Isn't this what's really at the heart of determining? Because my highly satisfied and your highly satisfied are different, might be different things.
Sure.
But my expectations are exactly what I want, and so are yours.
That's right.
Isn't that, shouldn't we strive to find out what our customer expectations are?
Absolutely. Yeah, and then, you know, and then just find ways to meet those. It's not rocket science that, mm-hmm. you know, when you really start to talk about it that way. But here's another problem to you. Most times, in organizations, you know, the frontline person, think about that frontline person. They have more opportunities to create a customer experience than the owners of the place.
Mm-hmm. Because oh, yeah, no question.
And so the problem with that is they usually have the least amount of training in how to do it and the least amount of empowerment to make anything positive happen for a customer without having to check with five
And unfortunately
people.
Are the least engaged.
They are the least engaged. So there's a real problem. The people that have mm-hmm. the opportunity to make the most, create the most experiences are the least engaged, have the least amount of power to do it, and have not been trained
how
to do it.
And I'm sorry to say, in small business, in the world of small business, we don't do a good job of training our people to take care of customers.
No, we don't.
We train them about our products.
That's right.
We don't we don't train them on how to love them up like we should. Can we talk about training when we come back?
Absolutely.
Dave Great. Anderson, ladies and gentlemen, and I will be right back. The book is called It's Not Rocket Science.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.